Type 2 diabetes mellitus is one of the most prevalent diseases in the world, whose chronic lack of control is associated with the development of several manifestations that can incapacitate the patient. Recently, it has been described that the prescription of antihypertensive drugs in the presence of proteinuria in diabetic patients can prevent kidney failure, and notably, antihypertensive drugs can also coadjuvant to improve glucose homeostasis. In this review, we disclose the pathophysiological mechanisms in which hypertension is related to the development of insulin resistance, contrasting it with the results obtained on clinical practice, giving a new approach to the use of antihypertensive drugs that, beyond avoiding kidney damage, are coadjuvant in the treatment of type 2 diabetes mellitus.